Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's your boy, Travis. Sorry, I've been on hiatus for a little bit, just been doing my thing. But I guess today on the podcast, I want to talk about, like, I guess something I actually talk with my friends a lot, and it's very interesting, because I live in Seattle, and Seattle's a very it's a different city from what I grew up in, and I say that because It's the culture here. It's the culture here. And I guess first my night started off, like, you know, I went to the bars, I drank a little bit, and then I went to this one bar, and this white guy was talking to me. And I guess, like, it was interesting, because the first thing the white dude said to me, he's like, and I don't know why he asked me this, but he was like, "Yo, man, you know who Gucci Mane is?" And I was like, "Yeah, I know who Gucci Mane is." And he's like, he showed me a tattoo of him with an ice cream. Now, to me, I'm like, so I started asking a question, like, did you get that before or after he got that, after you knew about Gucci Mane? And he said, you know, I got it after, you know, and he's like, you know, Gucci Mane got that, I know Gucci Mane got a tattoo on his face, but I'm like, that's your reason for getting a tattoo ice cream? I was just all I could think. Then he started explaining to me that about the Snapchat, but before that, he was explaining how he got black girls. Like, he got this black girl's Snapchat on at the strip club he went to. One, and there's a lot of things about me that's different from people like him. But he's like, you know, he got this black girl's Snapchat, and he started showing like all the black chicks that he dated, which was three. Then he showed it that his ex-girlfriend. I guess he just wanted to brag about the women he had. And I thought it was very interesting. And, you know, like, it was a good conversation to have with the guy. But I guess what really caught me up was, like, you know, I look on YouTube for everything. And I saw this YouTube channel. And the girl was talking about, like, why... I guess, in this, you know, these people are saying, like, they promote what they state. So she was saying, like, why black women should be with white guys. And she said she had six reasons why. And I just thought that was interesting, you know, because, like, I have my idea. Because I know black guys that only date white women. And they come, their idea comes from the stereotype. And I'm pretty sure it's the same as her explanation as well. Because and I'm going to get to this. Her reasons was that, like, you know, white guys treat you like this. They provide for you like this. And they give out more. They appreciate you more. Pretty much all her six reasons that white guys appreciate you more. They appreciate women more. And I was thinking, like, appreciation? It's like, I wouldn't call that appreciation. Like, what white guys go through, what white guys go through are the same reason there's a group of white guys who are pushing men go their own way. It's not black guys who are pushing this. This is white guys. White guys are pushing for men to stay away from women. And I don't think it's more like in a sense of, like, be gay or be with a man. It's more like women are users. Women will use you. Women will take advantage of you. And these are white guys. Because I guess it's the stereotype of black guys. Black guys don't, you know, black guys don't really stick with one girl, but per se. And I would disagree. You know, black guys stick with relationships. Just that, like, if a black guy's not married to his girl, or, like, he's probably married to another girl. He has a kid with a different girl. And that could just be from miseducation. That's just not black people. That's for white people, too. I know a whole bunch of white girls who got kids with white guys that are not around, or Hispanic guys that are not around. You know, like, they didn't pay attention to human education. And that's a personal problem. But just this. She was saying white guys treat you better. And I guess that comes from, like, how you view things. But white guys just go through more shit. They take more shit. Like I always say this to my friend. And I'm joking when I say this. But it's kind of like, when you joke, there's some truth to it. Like, when people make, like, chicken jokes with black people, it's some truth to it. You ain't never met a black person that ain't like no chicken. Right, let's be real here. You ain't never met a black person that ain't like no chicken. You ain't never met a black person that ain't like no Kool-Aid. Alright, I mean, there are some black people that don't like no Kool-Aid, but it's probably because they didn't grow up around and stuff. Alright, a majority of black people that have grown up around her, they just kept it on, you know, or they introduced to her from another person in their family. So it is, white guys are more pushovers. It's really what it is. They're more pushovers. And this is a joke I always say. A white guy would take care of another woman's child who he knows cheated on him. Like, she can cheat on him, get pregnant by another dude, and he'll still take care of that child. I don't know anyone else that would do that. An Asian dude would sue you. A black dude would disconnect or threaten he'll kill you, and he would never talk to you. Indian dude, he'll probably kill you. He'll probably really kill you. They'll bury your body and they'll be looking for you for 10 years. You probably have somebody help him out too. Alright, so I don't know where are they getting this from. White guys just go through more shit. It's not about like white guys treat you like that. Any guy can treat you good. Black guys aren't slimy like, let's treat women bad. Black guys treat women how they treat us. A black guy that has a good woman, he's gonna hold her to it. He's gonna be there. He's gonna provide for her. He's gonna do it. I ain't never seen it. They might have a certain lifestyle, but usually, I put it like this: thugged out black dudes. You think they just getting chicks just because like they got control of that? Like, a woman being with a guy is a woman's choice. Alright. Guys approaching women is just more like, guys approach women because a woman can leave anytime. There's always a dude chasing another woman. There's always a dude chasing your woman. So when women put this notion like, oh, I think the girl was trying to say like, black men hold themselves to a pedestal because they're rare. That's not true. Like the rare identity is that of the attitude that you believe a black man has. And it comes from like, most of these black girls, and this crazy thing is this, most of, like the black girl that made that video, I'm pretty sure, she grew up in a high demographic white area. Because I never grew up in a high demographic white area. I went to all black school, all black high school, and all black middle school, all black high school. I went to like a demographic of elementary school that was very diverse when I lived in like Champaign, Illinois. But overall, my middle school and high school experience has been heavily African American, and I tell you, you know, like it comes from the culture. Like I never really been. I just like women. I just think all women are beautiful. Like in California, I dated heavily with African American women and Hispanic women. I don't really talk to white women that much, but when I got to the Midwest, that changed. It's just different experience, you know, just different experience. And the one thing I noticed, like, she also mentions, like, she said white men and black women are the leaders of the culture, and I just had to laugh at that because that's not true. Like, black women don't lead this culture. Personally, I always say, what black culture? There is no black culture. It's just a whole bunch of black people that grew up with white people, complaining about white people and really trying to fit in their culture. They don't know much about black history. Like, you ask them anything besides Harriet Tubman, they be like, huh? Like deer in the headlights. That's how they are. They don't know much about African American history. They really don't. Like, you mentioned, like other figures. Like, to them, if this black person ain't on CNN or MSNBC, they're not part of their culture. If she didn't go to, and it's not a historical black college. They only have to go to historical black colleges. If they didn't go to Harvard, they're not black to them. All right, and most of them that say they're the forefront of the culture, never even heard or been to a historical black college. Wouldn't even dare go to that because most of the time they're scared to be around that many black people just from where they grew up from. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting how they say they're this. But and this is a funny part. They're always spitting like how white people are the problem. Yeah, at the end of the day, they always get married to a white person, and I always thought that's hilarious because like, you still looking at a person based off the stereotypes. You're not looking for the person like just for the character they are. They're looking at the stereotypes. Cause I mean, white women know it too. They know that white guys are pushovers. You can get a white guy to do this for you. A white guy would take care of you. You don't have to work to be with a white guy. With a black guy, you really don't have to work. But to a black guy, if you really want more money, you know, it's best to us work together, that we can do more together. It's a partnership. And I wouldn't say it's not spoiling. It's more like it's how it is. It's a partnership. Partnership is better than just like let me provide for you, because then it makes it traditional and it falls down into who really has control of this. If it's a partnership, the control is built on both parties, not just one. While with white guys, they'll call it a partnership, but it's really you paying for this. You're not gonna delegate what she can do, but she's gonna act like this is her money, even though she's not working. But to women, that's spoiling. Mainly American women. European women don't think like that. European women are very, very equal opportunity. Let's work together for this money and provide for our family together. You know, take turns. It's partnerships. Partnerships. American lifestyle. And it's funny how suburban. I don't even understand why black women let this happen to them. Like, black women that grew up. You can still grow up in an urban opportunity and still be proud of your culture. Growing up in the hood isn't. You can learn a lot from growing up in the hood. There are some issues that we need to solve in those communities. But I think that the biggest issue is that when black girls or black women who grew up in a highly white demographic are trying to say what is the black culture. These are the same black women that are promoting Planned Parenthood, the extermination of the black ethnic race, culture, black ethnicity. They're pushing the extermination. These are these black women that want to assimilate to being white women. It's really what it is. It's really what it is. I know it. And the girl in the video was talking like, "Oh, let's not be PC," and let's not be PC. I'm not for that PC stuff. At the end of the day, that's how it really is. Like, I ain't never seen black women talk shit because they. Every time I met a black chick in Seattle, and they always had like a tough exterior, I always thought it was funny, because then you always hear when you get to know them, you find out where they grew up from, and when you find out where they grew up from, it's the most suburban area in their life, and my theory is always this, like, and I remember like watching shows like Young Justice, or Teen Titans. Or other shows where you know, a black girl comes to like a white area and thing, she has an attitude. She has a certain attitude. And it was interesting because like she didn't grow up like that. So like it was a stereotype, black women have attitude. That wasn't necessarily looked at as a bad thing. It was just looked at as like, oh, this girl got attitude. You know, like, oh, look at this. But it's very interesting to see like these girls looked at the media, and this is my theory. These girls looked at the media. They didn't go around that many black people. Most suburban blacks that grew up in life, they don't like to be around that many black people like that. Like hood black people. They don't like to be around hood black people. Me, I don't care about like where you from or anything. Like, I like to be around people, you know. But they don't like to be around that like hood black people. That if it's more black people than white people, they scared. They nervous. Real talk, they nervous. They're like, there's a lot of black people here, and there's no police. This is weird. That's how they act. All right, I'm telling you, that's how they act. So I always found it very interesting to them to like speak on like what is the culture, when in reality they don't know much about their own culture, because there is no. I always say I don't think there's a black community. There's too many issues for us to actually say it. I mean, it's just you have it's a culture war. I was watching the amazing Lucas. He spoke on this. It's a culture war. You have your liberal blacks and conservative blacks, and I mean, I don't really like necessarily designate it like that, but there is a split of different blacks culturally. You know, like the suburban blacks, they push everything that is pretty much Caucasian. They push transgenderism. I don't know if that's a real word, but they push transgender culture, homosexual culture into the black community, and they push these social ideas, and it's not based off real science, but they push these social ideas into a culture like this is why this is happening. And it's similar to NFL player, NFL player like disciplining his kid. Another NFL player was saying like, oh, you know, we knew this was wrong. You know, we just need to be better. And it's like, disciplining your kid. I mean, that guy did take it a little too far, putting marks on his son like that. But there's nothing wrong with disciplining your kid. I mean, maybe that'll fix the reason all these motherfuckers are acting up and showing disrespect to everybody. But they want to simulate into a culture that it comes down. They want to simulate to a culture that they know doesn't accept them, but they're going to push to do it. Like when black women have mixed kids, they're happy because their daughter is closer to being white, and they'll push for her to be with a white guy. That's how it's always been. That's how it always been. Black guys do the same thing. Black guys like that, because I mean, it's not a black man black woman thing. It's a suburban black culture thing. That's really what it is, you know. And I think I think that's a huge thing that needs to be brought up, but it's never, because the thing is, we are split in the middle. There's certain things that each culture talks about. Like, you know, like if you go in a hood and you go to black people, they not talking about that. They talking about other things. You know, they talking about, you know, how to get this money. You know, like what's going on in our block. They talking about, they're not talking about like a wide scale of things. They're talking about just like what's happening here. What's happening here with us now. And I wouldn't say it's very tribal. I mean, you could say it's tribal if you think about it. It's very bubble-ish. It's not that different from blacks and suburban blacks, because suburban blacks are fitting into that white community that is bubble. Like they stick to themselves, they stick in their circle, and they don't want no one to tell them this is wrong. You know, I think blacks from the urban community, they don't mind new knowledge, they don't mind outside things, but they also, it comes down, they already have their own tradition as well. You know, which is like, you know, this is how I grew up. This is how my people grew up. This is how we do it. You know, and it is ways to make it different, make it better. But suburban blacks, I just always looked at as like, you know, there's a difference from being in a black culture, and because I look at the black culture differently than suburban blacks. To me, black, because my friend, you know, he mentioned toxic masculinity. I hate when they mention that, because supposedly black men have too much toxic masculinity. But I think that's toxic masculinity is just for bitch ass dudes who can't get pussy. That's just me, though. That's just me. You know, I don't know. They be cracking me up when they mention toxic masculinity. But that's just how I look at it. Because to me, being black is just, you know, you look at like historical figures that it was about never giving up. It was about pursuing a higher purpose for yourself, you know, using the notion of Christianity, Christianity, you know, even though there's some history behind that, but you have what you have and you move on from it. You push to become better, and you keep your traditions that you come from, because, you know, this is our history, you know, this is our history, you know, this is our history now, and the more you don't stick to tradition, the more you forget, the more you allow other foreign things to come in and take over. And I think that is the whole issue with listening to this video. That's what it is, you know. Like you know different when you say stuff like that. Like the black girl on the video was saying, like, this is why it's better to be with a white man than a black guy. You're no different from the white dudes who are saying, like, black people won't succeed. You're no different from white women saying men are evil. You're no different. Or Asian dudes who are saying, like, stick to the Asian race. You're no different from them. All right, when you stereotype people like that, it's insane. Because I always point something out to my friends, like, look at what's going on in TV media right now. If when they do introduce a black guy, he has to be gay. He has to be gay. It can never be a straight, assertive black guy. Never. It can never be. Even the way they write Luke Cage. He's, you don't know no brother that acts like that. And Luke Cage is still high-headed. They got him like, oh, he high-headed. He don't know what the hell he doing, but he high-headed. He muscle, and he looks good. Like, obviously, y'all ain't been in a hood for too long. You think that's what all black dudes are? Maybe the black suburban dudes who trying to fit in and get a white woman yard, but yeah, not all of them. I definitely ain't like that, and I got some cousins that ain't like that. You know? So it's very interesting. It's very interesting. But, you know, that's my position on it. And, you know, I like to hear people's opinions on the back. You know, let me know how you feel. And, you know, I'll come back tomorrow on stuff that's on my mind. And, you know, peace out and love. Bye.